Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever you want here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we launch into the second hour of the program. We got to get back into the original story that we were talking about coming up here in a bit that you brought in, Richie. It's about economics and the Super Bowl, which we can discuss, and we're going to go back to your phone calls first, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, I've got a Super Bowl-related story about one of the controversial advertisements that is ostensibly going to be playing during the big game tonight. It's Ian, Richie, and Melanie in the studio. Again, toll-free line, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also call in on our Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It is a free chat client that allows you at any time to log in and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're in there, it seems like, almost around the clock, 24-7. There's usually some kind of conversation going on in one of the different various different rooms. We've got one room that's called On Air Now, that's kind of the On Air Chat, that's kind of the default room where people end up. But there's other ones like gaming, or there's cryptocurrencies, chat rooms about the Mariana Islands, which is where Mark Edge is right now, and one about New Hampshire, which is where the largest migration of liberty-oriented people happens to be. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. It is free to join, free to use. The software works pretty well, and it also gives you the ability to call into the show when we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single night of the week. And that is where I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Cosecant, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cosecant.
All right. Excellent.
Calling from Massachusetts. You're on the air.
Yep. All right. Upon your guys' recommendation in jail, I read The Fountainhead, and I could get behind The Fountainhead. But Atlas Shrugged, I got about halfway through it, and there's no way that the friggin'
that was close.
The government would be that.
I don't think that I made the recommendation.
I would never recommend.
I've never read either of those books.
I've read Atlas Shrugged. Okay. I've never read The Fountainhead.
Would you have recommended Atlas Shrugged to somebody to read while they're in jail?
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're going to be in jail for a while, it's a big book.
But under what circumstances?
But so is Don Quixote. It doesn't mean I'm going to recommend it.
Under what circumstances were you recommended these?
So The Fountainhead is about the dude is an architect, and he's super, super modern and pure and and then everyone wants to just go, oh, the old school douchebaggery,
It's hard to comment on the podcast, right? Again, I haven't read it.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Are you calling from jail right now?
No.
Okay. It sounds kind of echoey.
He might be calling from
calling on the internet, so he can't be in jail.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Well, okay, that's true.
At the jail that Chris Cantwell is at, they have tablets that they let you have. You can pay per minute.
No. Wow. Yes, yeah, but I'm sure they're locked up.
No. You have to have a mental illness or be one of the sober recovery programs, and they wake you up wicked early, and no. You
what were you in jail for?
Different jails have different procedures.
Yeah. They're different across New Hampshire.
Scofflaw? Shoplifting.
Why would you go and shoplift? How old are you?
Well, we don't know that he's guilty.
31.
You're 31
years
old.
You don't sound 31.
What are you doing shoplifting? Why?
I don't even want to begin to explain my life.
Sometimes I want something and I don't want to pay for it. I just walk right through the door.
Some people do it as teenagers because it's cool. They want to be on the in crowd or whatever. So why at 31?
I mean, just
Are you just screwing with us? Because that's this is turning into an awful call, I just want to say.
There are much better
books. No.
I can recommend.
Okay, well, why can't you just answer the question?
My girlfriend got crazy and cold.
Alright, I'm going to let you go, because you can't even like talk on the phone correctly, man. I'm sorry about that.
I'm a fan of Atlas Shrugged.
At least he didn't say the F word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even really like a horror libertarian book. I mean, Man, Economy, and State, Human Action.
Well, you only get what you
got
get.
It failed.
Yeah, but if the book cart comes through, you don't get to like say, I want to read a specific book. Whatever's on the book cart.
I thought someone must have sent him to
unless someone sends it to
Because I didn't imagine that the jail would have Atlas Shrugged.
Human Action.
It's a fairly popular book.
Man, Economy, and State are great books, but they're like academic books, right? It's like a textbook reading, especially Human Action. Atlas Shrugged is fiction.
Fiction, yeah.
Right, so it can be easier to get into the...
Isn't it like really long, though?
Right, it's really long, which is why I said, would you recommend it for someone in jail? If you're going to be in jail for a while, you might as well pick it up. It's a really long book.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really boring things I would read if I was just locked in a room for a while.
Right.
But
I don't have a problem recommending Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I don't know if that dude was telling any truth in that whole call. I
kind of doubt it. He sounded like he was about 17.
Yeah, definitely didn't sound 31. Couldn't answer a simple question about like why he went to jail.
Oh, it's a general scofflawry in shoplifting.
Yeah, I've never heard of scofflawry. Is that a Massachusetts criminal charge?
Should be. Seems like an old
time
term.
I'm not aware of that, but I've never practiced in math either. So.
Well, anyway, thanks for trying there, Cosi Kant. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you're in the jail in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, you actually may have the opportunity to read some of the libertarian classics, because we've had enough libertarians that have been in that jail.
So it gets put back. They just put it back to the library. They let
that's what happens.
Out.
Yeah, you know, you can take the books home, I think, at the end of your stay, but you can also donate them to the library. And so,
what my concern would be like, is the library going to keep them and let other people read them?
Yes, because people have gone back in there and they have found like Larkin Rose's books on the book cart.
Okay.
So I've got those as well. I've got a bunch of Larkin's books.
It's definitely happened, so it's pretty cool. Like, you know, they could have just thrown them out, right? Like, they could have not.
That's what I would expect to happen. Yeah. But it's Keene, though. Keene's unique.
It is a special place. That's true.
When it comes to, like, Austrian economics and, like, those type of books, I went so far back as, like, well, if Mises learned from Menger, right, I voluntarily read Principles of Economics by Karl Menger on my own. Like
pretty dry, huh?
It is very, very dry, right? But that's what I'm saying. So if I'm not going to recommend that book to someone, but, you know, fiction books, another fiction book that I can recommend was like Harangue. It was like a Garrett fiction book. Hmm. And one of the takeaways that I got from that book to modern society was, as long as people are in debt, you can never have a run on the banks. So
why?
Because everyone owes the bank money.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the banks don't have to worry about a run, and that was one of the takeaways that I got from that book, and you parallel that with today. You go, well, yeah, of course they keep everyone in debt, and then you don't have to worry about everyone going like, hey, I demand my money from the banks, because if they do that, they've got to pay back all their loans first.
All right, so we're going to Graham. He's in Pennsylvania. Graham, where are you calling from in Pennsylvania?
Erie, E-R-I-E.
Yes, welcome. You are listening to WJET. Go ahead, Graham.
You were talking about the economics of the football, Super Bowl.
We started.
What was that?
I said we started.
We began a list. Yeah. We will continue that. But, yes, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah. Personally, the whole thing about performance-enhancing drugs, I do believe professional athletes should be allowed to use performance-enhancing drugs.
Really?
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't have to be steroids. It could be something else.
Okay. Why?
Because, you know, for instance, people will sometimes use, like, CBD or marijuana for injuries, you know. And
I don't think those are considered to be performance-enhancing drugs, are they?
Well, I mean, if they help you heal quicker, you can get back on the field quicker.
Has there been any kind of study that suggests that the use of THC or CBD, the active ingredients in cannabis, actually helps one heal an injury quicker?
I mean, people, I've used both as topicals for an injury.
Well, I've heard that they reduce pain.
Yeah.
But does that necessarily follow that that would heal the injury quicker? Stand by, Graham. We'll continue here in a moment. I'm not a doctor. That's why I'm asking here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, you can help them do that with AnyPay and earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses. It's finally a financial incentive to spread cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen so you receive the rewards. You can download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses to it. Then you can install the app at a real life business and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we continue here, we've got Graham on the line with us in Pennsylvania listening to WJET in Erie. And you were talking about performance-enhancing drugs, Graham. You think that they should be allowed, that they should not be against the rules. But my question is, now, look, I'm not a sports fanatic or whatever, but it would seem to me the most obvious reason to be against performance-enhancing drugs is it's a race to the bottom as far as, people doping themselves up in order to try to be better athletes. It's going to encourage more athletes to do the same thing, and then you get a bunch of people that are on drugs and possibly damaging themselves. And it
I'm going to call that a race to the top.
Well,
like human perfection.
It depends on how you look at it,
I'm looking at it the other way.
But
I might be with the caller. I might be with Graham on this.
Is that what you want to see, Graham? I mean, do you want to see athletes just destroy themselves even worse than they already do?
Well, that same argument could be made about how, if the government doesn't build and maintain the roads, they'll all fall apart.
Huh?
Well, the same argument could against performance-enhancing drugs could also be kind of like how people say, well, if we don't have the government build and maintain the roads, then the roads won't be maintained. Or if we...
I don't understand how one relates to the
next. Not really, because then I don't care either way, but on this issue... Just because we don't need the government to force somebody to do something doesn't mean that one decision isn't better than the other.
Yes, but also, like I'm trying to say, is let's say you legalize performance-enhancing drugs. Not all of them, but if you let entrepreneurs of different companies compete to build a safer, better, less toxic performance-enhancing drugs, then maybe that might make it better instead of just whatever is currently illegal.
Well, let me say this. Are you saying they shouldn't be criminalized, or are you saying they should be allowed in the league? Because those are two different things.
Right.
They should be allowed in the league as long as, a safe alternative can be made.
Okay,
they tried
Yeah, I just want to be clear. I support that these things should be legal. I don't think that there should be a prohibition legally against them. I don't think that people who are doing steroids or whatever performance-enhancing drug we're talking about should be facing jail time. I think they should be free to put whatever they want in their own veins. But you're right, Melanie. Should the leagues be allowing players to use these drugs? I think that should be up to the league, obviously, but it would seem to me to be problematic if you care about the health of these people, because what you're talking about would be some sort of fantasy drug where you can take the drug and have no real deleterious side effects. I mean, usually if a drug does a thing, there's usually some other thing that it will do to you as well that may not be desirable. So on the one hand, your muscles may get bigger. On the other hand, you may not be able to have babies, or you might not be able to get it up or whatever, right?
Like, to me, that's an individual choice.
Yeah.
It is an individual choice, but it's also the choice of the league to allow players to do that. And what? So are you saying that you think the leagues should have a policy to allow any player to put drugs in their body like this?
Oh, as long as it's like I said, it doesn't have to be like steroids. It could just be, I don't know, something else. That's
some magical drug that doesn't have any deleterious side effects?
I'll say yes. I'll answer yes. I think there should be a league where all of that is wide open.
Like the XFL?
Yes, absolutely. Let's bring it. I'm excited. Forget whatever game's happening today. Let's talk about opening day next week, Saturday, of the XFL.
Can we get a readout like when the players hit the field or whatever, they're focusing on one player? This is the drugs that this player's taking this week. Let's see how he is this week compared to last week.
I think you just get in trouble for lying. People will be like, oh, I'm taking A and B, and then not listen to taking C. Yeah. Be like, oh, well, you're taking that for...
You can still drug test, right? You can still drug test to verify what they're claiming to be putting in their system, just right. not ban it.
Right.
You know, yeah. just not...
Hey, if what that's you what you want to have in your league, that's fine. I don't care, but I would feel like there are some, a lot of players would not want to compete with this, right?
I mean, sports kind of sadistic in the first place, so we're just arguing over where the line should be of self-harm to watch people, like, destroy themselves for millions of dollars.
Right, I want to see, like, the peak of human athletic achievement.
Graham, thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate you bringing that up tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We have, Doug in Hampton, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Doug.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
Well, watching this game, I was listening to y'all talking about economic effects of the Super Bowl, and I was thinking over like $250 million is going to exchange hands from companies and individuals, and the revenue, the tax revenue, I'm sure would be off the chain. I was going to use a comparison, the late Milton Friedman against Paul Krugman in the game. And my theory on that would be that economic effects of the Super Bowl in a positive manner, like Milton Friedman would describe, as opposed to Paul Krugman would say, well, if Kansas City loses and they riot in the streets, all the damage done, that's a positive cash flow for economics in Kansas City.
Stimulus to Kansas City. Look at all the jobs that are going to be created cleaning up all that mess and fixing all those.
Yeah,
that is an economic fallacy. destruction does not create economic benefit ever.
Yeah. But what he's saying, he said that's Krugman in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, one other thing I was going to throw up real quick, y'all. I'm a big 2A guy, Second Amendment, and I understand it's finally a challenge to the National Firearms Act of 1934. A gentleman in 2017 kind of silencer, didn't pay the $200 tax for it, and he got charged, got 10 years, up to a 10-year in prison, but he's taken it to the Supreme Court, challenged it as a tax, non-enforceable tax on firearms, NFA Act, and he's challenging the NFA as being unconstitutional, not allowing him to purchase an item. So maybe finally that'll be finally thrown out of the...
Do you know if the Supreme Court has said they will hear the case?
It's moving up the chain right now. It's not yet. I do not know. But I know there's a case comparable to it. It's 39 U.S. versus Miller, where as if a sawed-off shotgun could be proven to use by the military, the civilian population would be able to use it. So my point being that this thing, suppressor used in military, civilian population should be able to use it. So
well, then they'll bring up the argument that civilians shouldn't have military-grade weapons and throw that one right back in your face.
No, but that's what the Second Amendment said. Firearms of the time. Firearms of the times right now are AR-15, M-16. That's weapons of the time with flintlocks. The military, the government had flintlocks, and the civilian population had flintlocks. Graduate to today's firearms, comparable firearms, like Switzerland, everybody has full automatic, a machine gun, not an assault weapon. In their household, there's no mass shootings or anything in Switzerland.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that's the argument that will be brought up.
Oh, I understand.
If you're following this case, let us know how it develops, man. I appreciate you calling in here tonight. Thank you for it. It does sound interesting. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They may also argue, well, you know, it's not a ban on a firearm. It's just a suppressor. We can ban suppressors. It's not a firearm. But I don't know. Who knows what tax they will take. Whatever it is, it will be awful and statist. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won.
Pre-Super Bowl, President Trump sitting down for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox, taped at Mar-a-Lago Saturday. The president asked about the impeachment matter.
And I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job, it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, Russia, as you say, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense.
To other news now, conflicting predictions from two of the country's most famous groundhogs. Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, not seeing his shadow on Gobbler's Knob, so he's predicting an early spring. But General Beauregard Lee in Butts County, Georgia, seeing his shadow and predicting 6 more weeks of winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial toll-free here. Number's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and you're invited to join us there. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
You can bring up anything that you want. Also, want to make sure you know about Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we continue here, Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. Ian, you were asking that kid who claimed to, it was some goofy kid, I know, but that kid who claimed to be 31 in jail for shoplifting.
Yeah.
Ian, it's not called shoplifting anymore. It's socialism.
No, it's still called shoplifting. Actually, one of our listeners in the Discord chat found the guy because he used his real name on his profile.
Sleuth work done by the Discord channel.
And so he actually is 31, so he was telling the truth about that, and he actually did get busted for shoplifting, but he left out the detail that he also got popped for apparently like trying to skip the gates in the transit station in Boston, and that was right after allegedly like assaulting somebody with a knife inside the commuter rail bathroom. So there was that. And according to the story about his arrest at the Target in Somerville, Massachusetts, the loss control department contacted the police. This is a report from the police. The loss control specialist said a white male, about 6 foot tall, wearing blue jeans, black t-shirt, and green backpack, exited the store with stolen merchandise. I proceeded towards Medford Street and observed the male in question walking towards another street. I attempted to stop the person near the intersection, asked the male what had happened in Target. He was out of breath and sweating heavily. He said he had nothing to say to me and that he had to go. I told him that I needed to talk to him. He then pushed me out of the way. So he assaulted a cop.
This is the loss control officer or?
This is the cop who responded to loss control. He then pushed me out of the way, so I immediately placed my hand on his chest, and I asked him to stop and told him he couldn't go anywhere. The male party then punched me in the face. I immediately got on the radio and requested another unit. I grabbed his backpack and attempted to stop him. He pulled away, and we ended up on the ground between two houses. The male kept punching and kicking me while I attempted to restrain him. He was wearing dark boots. Due to his size, I couldn't control him, so as soon as I was able, I used my department issue. Issued pepper spray on him and was able to get him to stop kicking and punching.
I am not a fan of this guy at this point.
You're not a fan, meaning you are a fan?
I don't want to say I'm a fan, but like I don't like the shoplifting. I don't like the assault with a deadly weapon. I like his disrespect for authority.
Just because you fight a cop doesn't mean you're a good person.
Yeah, I mean, should you be supporting somebody who just stole stuff from a store
because
he hit a cop?
No, but I'm not supporting the stealing from the store.
Okay.
I am supporting the assault on a police officer.
Wow. Are you getting behind
this?
Melanie, you probably would support that,
right? Like, I don't have any sympathy for the cop because he had it coming,
but he didn't have it coming for this.
And that's the guy wasn't.
Doesn't matter.
Presumably
he had it coming
from this story,
is,
at least from what we know from the story.
I think he just out-Melanied Melanie in this
case.
This is the karma. This is karma for the cop incarnate as a shoplifter.
Right. But, okay. So if somebody goes and takes a bunch of drugs and alcohol and drives around blindfolded and runs over somebody who happened to be a hitman. They had it coming. That doesn't mean that the person who ran them over is a good person or did it for the right reasons or
any
of that.
Which is why I'm not saying I'm a fan. I'm just saying I'm not a fan.
Not a fan, but two negatives cancel out, and so therefore you are saying you're a fan.
You can take it however you want. I'm not a fan.
Okay. Dana, other thoughts you want to share about our caller there, Cosi Camp?
Yeah. All those things that you listed that he did, as crazy as this sounds, is probably the least of his problems. Just him talking, he sounds like he's got some serious issues. But I have a question for
maybe
you,
some
Ian.
Performance-enhancing drugs?
I'm not able to listen every single Sunday, but for the past few Sundays, Mark hasn't been on. Did he step back again?
He is gone, not permanently, but he is. He's doing Thursday nights live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. He's in Saipan, which is like basically across the world
and
from where we are.
Friday morning for Mark, right?
Yes, yeah. He's now hosting Free Talk Live morning show.
When is he coming back to Saturday and Sunday night?
Actually, he'll be on because I'm going to go down there and kind of check out the Mariana Islands just to kind of see what things are like down there. There's supposed to be a migration of cryptocurrency people that are going down there, and that's what drew Mark that way, besides the weather. And so I will be there, and when I'm there, we're going to do more shows from the Marianas, so we will be back on Saturday and Sunday with Mark for while I'm down there. Yeah,
I love you two together. It's such a yin and yang, and it's just a great balance.
Well, thank you, Dana. I appreciate the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. Kingsley is on the line in Nevada. Kingsley, I recognize your name. I don't think you and I have ever met, but I did see, actually, you've been added to the Crypto Frontier group on Telegram. So I'm guessing you're kind of interested in what's going on in the Marianas as well.
Hey, how are we going? In the Marianas, right? Yeah, I don't really know what's happening there. What's going on there?
Oh, I don't know. I saw that you were added to the group on Telegram. I thought that was by your consent.
Right. The free society thing, right?
It's called Crypto Frontier. So it's something that is encouraging cryptocurrency advocates / users, to make a migration down to the Mariana Islands. So it sounds like you were added to the group without really knowing what what was happening there.
No, I know what it is. It's the Mariana's name. I'm not super familiar with what's going on, I understand it in a cursory manner. So,
well, there's not a whole lot happening yet. It's basically two or three people I think Mark was number two or three moving down there. So, hey, what are you calling about tonight? Welcome.
Thank you. So my fiance, who is Erin Nakamoto, I think you know her. She mentioned that this would be a good place to talk about what we're doing with Float.app.
Yeah, we met Erin for the first time this summer at an event that I think the two of you threw called Anarcho Vegas. And it was a great first-time event there in Vegas, kind of piggybacked to some extent on the Freedom Fest, which was the reason we were in town, but you guys invited us out. And so we came out and broadcast a day from Anarcho Vegas. So thank you for having us there. You just mentioned Float, which I just heard about for the first time over the last couple of weeks. There was a guy who reached out to me. He wanted to know if he could take the Liberty Radio Network's audio content and rebroadcast it over this Float site, which apparently is partially your site, or maybe completely. I'm not sure what the details are. But I didn't realize it was a social media site. I just figured it was like a streaming video or streaming audio. So tell me, what is Float.app?
Yeah, so we have a social network. I'd say it's kind of the future step that we're going for is really taking on Facebook kind of long-term. But we have the social network stuff. We have encrypted messaging. We have live streaming with super chats. We have a crypto Patreon model. We have an integrated BTC wallet right now. We'll be adding other major altcoins and stable coins in the future. And a big thing of what we're doing is eliminating kind of the middleman between communication and also creating an encrypted environment for people to communicate so they're not being spied on like you are on Facebook Messenger, Twitter, DMs, and all that. And also eliminating middleman between transactions too, and really showing how cryptocurrency can shine. So we have people on there like Jeff Berwick, Naomi Brockwell, Josh Sigurdsson with WAM.
Can creators earn currency? Cryptocurrency?
Well, hold that thought, Kingsley. If you can hang on, we'll come back here. And by the way, it's spelled Float, FLOTE. So make sure that you note that spelling, sir. Hang on. We'll continue. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Do we really need another social network? We'll see. Coming up here.
Competition in the marketplace.
This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product.
product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Thank you. You can bring up whatever you want here. I do want to tell you thanks to Reasonable Voice, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Reasonable Voice is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program to help us get on more radio stations. We're on over 200 stations today, and it's thanks to listeners like Reasonable Voice from becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. You get some cool benefits as well, like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. We've even got a Facebook group for those of you that are still on Facebook, although you told me during the break there, Richie, that you're planning on migrating off of Facebook.
I'm slowly, migrating off of Facebook.
Congratulations in advance.
Maybe not for my personal account, but for the podcast.
Okay, never mind that. I take it back.
Okay, whatever. it's a slow migration. I'm testing out other things.
That's cool. Right? That's cool. Well, now, so Kingsley is on the line here with us, and he would like you to test out a new website that, that he's involved in called Float, F-L-O-T-E, float.app. Now, Kingsley, you're one of the founders of Anarcho Vegas, so I'm just going to go ahead and presume that you're pretty friendly to the ideas of liberty. Would I be right about that?
Absolutely. I got involved with Ron Paul, opened my eyes in 2007, did some stuff for the campaign in 2008, 2012. And ever since I took a relook at cryptocurrency back in 2013, I kind of fell down that rabbit hole, and I've been building things in that space ever since.
So I think, did you have a question for him about Float, Richie?
Well, it's a very broad question, right? Because one of the things that Facebook and Twitter and the big names have is what they consider to be the network effect, which is we're there because that's where everyone else is. So what does Float have, or what will it take from Float to get people like not just individuals here and there, but vast numbers of people to migrate off of Facebook and onto Float.
So one of our big strategies right now is focusing on content creators and just showcasing how cryptocurrency can be used in peer-to-peer transactions. So on Facebook, for instance, they're going to take 30%. YouTube takes 45% of ad revenue, 30% of tips. Twitch takes up to 50%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we may have a smaller community now, but if you're starting out or you're getting censored, like a lot of our, friends that are content creators like Dan Dix or Josh Sigurdsson, come to Float, you won't be censored. You'll earn 100% of the revenue that you generate on our platform.
Is that a hard and fast won't be censored? Because I'm going to throw this term out there. I'm going to call it like the Cantwell test, right? He'll get banned from everything, but there's got to be some place where he can end up.
And his views are despicable, so I wouldn't blame somebody for tossing him out.
Well, because Gab has basically a policy where if it's legal to say it, you can say it here.
They even tossed him out.
Yeah.
Right, he's even kicked off
because
again.
Right, so we're taking that approach. If it's legal to say it, we're going to say it. Or you can say it. Then we're rolling out our decentralization strategy this year. So even if for some reason let's just say Float, for example, doesn't want your content hosted on our servers, well, you can host your own node and put it up.
Oh, really? Okay, because that was going to be one of my questions. We are familiar with Mastodon here on Free Talk Live. I think it's probably like over a year ago that we went ahead and, for the purpose of having some sort of decentralization to our social media posts, we went ahead and registered an account with a libertarian instance of Mastodon called Liberdon.
Yep.
And and so I like that concept because it is decentralized, and if you don't like the rules on server A, you can just go over to server B or start your own server. So you're saying that's going to be something that Float is rolling out. It's not starting with that, so you're on a centralized server to start, but that's going to change?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we went through Boost BC, which is run by Tim Draper's son last year. That was our second time going through Boost BC, And so through Boost, we got some, Amazon credits and some other credits on other server hosting platforms. So we're using those credits up basically. And then we're going to be rolling out our decentralized Float basically. So that's something that we're really excited about this year.
So you said that there's like Bitcoin payments tied into this, and does that mean that it makes it easy for users to say tip somebody? They like somebody's post or whatever, they can toss them some coins, basically.
Yeah, you can tip people through our messenger. You can subscribe to them for a monthly payment, similar to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You can just send people. We have a pretty, well-designed, Bitcoin wallet that, like I said before, we're going to be adding other cryptos to it. And again, just really facilitating, kind of bringing together, just identity without the government ID, similar to kind of what we're seeing on Voice and EOS as they're rolling out this month. And identity, communication, and commerce will also be having a fully-fledged marketplace and user storefronts. Probably at the end of this quarter or next quarter. So really showcasing how especially content creators and just people in general can earn 100% of their revenue that they generate.
Are there any main content creators that you're working with right now that you can advertise or talk about?
We're friends with Dan Dix, Josh Sigurdsson, Jeff Berwick's on there, Naomi Brockwell's on there, a bunch of other smaller crypto influencers. And Ken Bozak is earning, $105 in Bitcoin a month right now, so he's kind of our top earner. That's really, what we're focused on is helping create the story for content creators.
Well, if you make a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, that's more than you probably have ever made on Facebook, right? Because you can't get monetization from the mega corporate platforms. They just don't even offer that. That's not an option. So here's my, sort of a technical question. Bitcoin is, as a lot of our listeners who've been listening for a while know, kind of suffering from high fees compared to other cryptocurrencies. When you send Bitcoin as a tip to somebody on the Float platform, is it sending sort of within your database so there's no fee attached to it, or am I going to have to send 20 cents on top of, say I want to tip a dime to, you know, to you, Kingsley, on one of your posts, am I going to have to pay another 10 or 20 cents on top of that just to send the dime, or is it all kind of going within your own database?
No, it's the crypto payments side of things is decentralized already. So you will have to pay the miner fee. Now, yeah, we only support Bitcoin right now, but like I said, we will support others.
Something.
And we're looking at, you know, other technology for Bitcoin, like Lightning Network or potentially Liquid. I need to look more into that. So you can do, you know, super small micropayments like you could back in the good old days with Bitcoin, you know, when I used to tip people, a dollar or whatever on Reddit back in 2013. So, that's, you know, that's really the focus, and we're going to be adding the other cryptocurrencies that will have smaller minor fees, you know, negligible, like Bitcoin Cash and others too. So
I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd much rather tip somebody with something besides Bitcoin just because the fees are just a killer on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But it does sound like it's a good start. I know I met a gentleman last night who was here in New Hampshire. He's moving up here. Originally, I met him in Anarchapulco, and he's, I guess, one of your sales guys there at Float. And he's super excited about this this project and was asking me if I'd signed up yet. And I'm like, I don't know, another social network.
There's so many of them, that's why. It's nice to have competition in the marketplace, but everyone eventually, like, I sign up for a new account, no one's there, no one comes there.
I can see people posting. There's, like, you go to the front page, there's definitely people there, so it seems like it's a good start. When did you launch this? How new is it?
We launched actually at Anarcho Vegas, so we're still less than 6 months old. We've been growing around on average about 80% month over month. We still have a smaller user base, but actually the engagement is quite great, especially for people that are shadow bans on Facebook or YouTube. So you know, a lot of content creators have been finding success with signing up. I mean, it only takes like 2 minutes to set up your account and everything. And then, you know, when they start promoting it, they really see the engagement start popping. So we have like Josh, for instance, he has, I think he's closing in on 2,000 followers on Floats. Jeff Bullock is over 1,000. Dan Dix is over 1,000 as well.
Try to get in
there
early before
it gets
saturated, too.
Yeah. So, it's a good place to, you know, come and grow with us.
Hey, thanks for the invitation. I really hope that things work out. It sounds like it's starting out with a libertarian base. Obviously, it's going to have to grow beyond that in order for it to be truly a success, because the liberty movement, sadly, is so small. There's just not a whole lot of money in it. But thanks for calling in tonight, man. I appreciate it. And good luck.
Thanks for having me on.
Very good. That's Kingsley calling from... Very good. Kingsley calling from float.app. And, you know, if I can, like, automate it, maybe I would be willing to jump in there, because, like, I don't want to go and post on 5 different social sites. I got to be able to, like, plug it into my IFTTT. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there's a way to do that for you.
Yeah, there probably is. All right. So we got more coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. We got to get back into the Super Bowl economics that you had, and we barely even got started.
Scratch the surface.
So we're going to get deeper into that. Coming up here, Hour 3, this is Free Talk Live.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.